Fish Schnitz. Enjoy handmade pan-cooked schnitzel tonight. And Melbourne Airport parking. Up to 3 hours terminal parking, now only $24.
On 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
In the Melbourne Sporting Precinct tomorrow, Wisp is going to be massive. They'll just be getting over a huge 85,000 plus tonight. There'll be 90,000 plus tomorrow. And then if you haven't had enough sport, you can wander over to Amy Park and watch the Melbourne Storm, the mighty Melbourne Storm, take on the New Zealand Warriors. And that is going to be massive. And this man here, Riley Jacks, is going to be a very important part of that. He has got a great story, and it's familiar, Wisp. It's a story of perseverance. He was on the Sydney Roosters list. He struggled to get a game. He was up in Queensland working as a chippy, I think, in the past couple of years. Got a call back to the Storm, and now he's worked his way in, having played the first game. Got left out when Billy Slater come back, and now he got a recall, and he's back in this side. He's going to be a part of the huge game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And he joins us. Riley, welcome.
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Oh, fantastic to have you. That's a great yarn. You must be looking forward to this Anzac Day clash. I mean, it's a nice little rivalry that's been building now for a while and be huge to be a part of.
Yeah, mate. It's always an unreal game. Playing the New Zealand Warriors, it's always special on Anzac Day. And, yeah, we're starting to get that bit of rivalry going like, you know, the ASL have got at the moment.
Hey, Riley, good morning. It's Tim here. Gary talked about your background there, and which included only a couple of years ago, you were working as a carpenter in Brisbane. At that stage, had you started to think, okay, maybe the NRL is not the thing that I'm going to pursue?
Yeah, mate, yeah, definitely. Oh, I definitely thought it was over for me. So 2 years ago, I was up in Brizzy working as a chippy in the hot sun, and I thought I was 24, and I sort of thought, you know, it's probably over now. Sort of that window is gone. But I kept playing reserves up there in the Queensland Cup, which is, you know, like the VFL down here. So just kept plodding away. And then Craig sort of gave me a call and gave me an opportunity to come down to a pre-season. And, got through one of his torturous pre-seasons with all the army camps and all that. And, he really likes my work ethic. And, he's giving me a crack, which is awesome.
Could you believe it when the phone rang and it was Craig Bellamy on the other end?
Nah, mate. I honestly was a bit shocked. My coach at the time sort of said, you know, Storm was sort of looking at you. No pressure on you, but keep playing good. And I was like, oh, you know, I've heard that a few times. So didn't really get my hopes up or anything. But, you know, when the Storm called, I was stoked. The Storm's, you know, got that aura about it. Such a, such a big club with all the big names down here.
And now you're going to play and run around in one of the most famous Melbourne Storm jumpers of all time. You got the number 7, which has been worn with such distinction by Cooper Cronk, of course.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, Coops he's been awesome for me. Like, he went to the same school as me up in Brizzy. And I sort of always looked up to Coop. So being able to take over that 7 jersey is, it's pretty special. And, Coop's a wonderful guy. He texted me the other day and, you know, and said, you know, wear that jersey with pride. And, good luck for the year. So it's pretty special.
You're a bit of a good luck charm for the Storm too. You've played 15 times for 13 wins.
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky to be playing in this team, to be honest. Like, Cam Smith's going to go down as one of the all-time greats, and you got Billy Slater there. So I just slot in and just make my tackles, and a bit of a good luck charm, I guess, yeah.
Just talking, you know, I reckon you'd be happy just to play for nothing.
Oh, mate, yeah. At the start there, I didn't care what my paycheck was. I just wanted to come to the Storm and play footy for them. So it's worked out all right now that it's my full-time job. Beats being a chippy for sure.
Would you be happy to do some carpentry work for nothing too? Because I've got a little renovation I'm doing at the moment.
No, definitely not. No, now I've had the taste, I don't really want to go back. I know I will have to at one stage, but I'll try and put it off.
I wouldn't go and work for him either, Riley. He's got his son-in-law at the moment working for about $14 an hour. Hey, how is it that you played 2 international games for Canada? I can't get my head around that.
No.
Yeah, so this is another weird story. I didn't even know it at the time, but my granddad was actually born over in Canada, so that allows me to qualify for Canada. And I got a phone call a couple of years ago from the Canada Rugby League asking if they wanted to come play a couple of test matches. So I've gone, yep, straight over to USA, and we versed USA and Jamaica. So, yeah, it was quite a weird experience playing rugby league over in America, but it was awesome.
Well, adds to the experience of playing, I'm sure, Riley. We're speaking to Riley Jacks, who's going to be playing for the Melbourne Storm against the New Zealand Warriors at Amy Park. It's nearly a sellout, by the way. It's approaching. You can go to tickettech.com.au, but you better be quick because seats have almost sold at Amy Park, and if you only get to one Storm game, then probably this is the one I would imagine to go to. Where have you settled in Riley in Melbourne, Riley, and what do you make of this town?
Mate, I love it. So I lived in Sydney for a bit there. Thought that was pretty hectic. And then I got to Melbourne and it's just full on, mate. But I love how everyone gets behind their sport, you know, especially at the AFL down here. I can't believe how passionate the supporters are, to be honest. I went to one Collingwood game and that was an eye-opener.
Have you adopted a team, Riley?
A lot of the boys are going for Richmond Tigers.
Bandwagon,
exactly. So... I might stick with the Brizzy Lions because that's where I'm from, but heard they're not going too good. So.
Fair enough, too.
Hey, you might have to follow Craig Bellamy back up the highway too to Brisbane if any of these rumours prove to be true.
Yeah, just rumours, mate. I read it the other day saying Riley Jack's going to Brisbane. I've never spoken to Brisbane, so... But if Craig went up there, yeah, I'd love to tag along and get back home for sure.
Hey, Riley, it's been great to talk to you. We're going to watch with great interest. We love the Storm, and we'll be tuning in for this game tomorrow night, and we'll be paying extra special close attention to yourself in the number 7, and we wish you well, and thank you for joining us this morning.